Welcome, collective body of believers around the world. Welcome to another edition of Divine Power Self-Leadership with Anna Shubeck. Welcome to this edition on Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And I cannot believe it's already Thursday already. This week really went by fast. I hope it did for you too. And I hope that this day brings you right here to hear this podcast at Divine Power Self-Leadership. We've been through 30 years. I always like to say we've been through here at Divine Power Self-Leadership of 30 years of holy hell. I like to say holy hell now. I'm going to say holy hell now because anytime you are on the journey with Jesus Christ, just come right out and spell it out. Just explode it all out right now. This podcast, I hope, will enlighten your heart deeply. When you are on a journey with Jesus Christ, and not many do, you go through a lot of hell, you go through a lot of pain, you go through a lot of suffering, you go through agony, but it's only for the sake of holiness. And you know, and if anybody doesn't know what the sacred scriptures say, they say when you are persecuted for righteousness, right, for righteousness' sake, you get the whole enchilada. You get all of heaven, and you get all of heaven and everything that goes along with it. A great life is still ahead of you when you go through a persecution, that holy hell. When you go through a holy hell, you receive more than you could ever dream of in the everlasting. But I like to say you can start to receive it here on earth. And so this is what I always try to bring to my listeners, that whatever I speak, it's not just for the everlasting. There's not just glory in the everlasting, but you have glory here now. You can tangibly receive something glorious here in the now. And so after 30 years of going through this holy hell, I believe the Holy Spirit has just got me on a solid ground now. I believe I'm solid in the holiness to speak this message, and I pray that it really find very much encouragement in this word that I'm going to speak today. It's called Dungeons and Elevators, or Escalators. I like to use the word escalator, really, but really we'll go to the elevator. So welcome to this episode entitled Dungeons and Elevators. I'm so happy that, you know, that when we think that we're going through some bad times, this is why I found what I found in self, in what I call real self-leadership. When you ground yourself in what you believe in, and you go through the holy hell, right? You go through the holy hell when you're grounded in that faith, going through some hellish times. You come out the other end stronger. You come out stronger to realize, oh, what happened? My character changed. My life changed. My feelings, my emotions changed. Wow, hallelujah. It's like hallelujah time. If anybody understands what I just said, it is a great hallelujah time. It's a celebration, because most of us came to a realization in this year, 2024, that you've been through a lot, but what happened? It changed your character. It made you more of who you are to prosper out into the world. Now, if you look down to the world, it's getting darker. It really is getting darker, and we have to really put a lot of effort in who we are and our talents, because we have to depend on our talents to create an income for ourselves, a living. We have to depend on ourselves to create our own living for ourselves, to create that prosperity for ourselves. So my message today will reflect that it's good to go through the persecution. It's good to go through something to build that character. It changes your character. It puts you on solid ground, that when you are on solid ground, you can see that you're not losing. That's the beauty part of life. When you can see that you're not losing, but you're gaining everything, and that concept, I can expand on at a different time. I want to go into my message: dungeons and elevators. Dungeons and elevators. Are you in the dungeon, or are you on the elevator, moving up in the world? And I shouldn't really say moving up in the world. It's not so much moving up in the world, but are you growing? That's what we're a tree. Remember, we're trees. We're trees, and we need to grow to bring the right fruit in the right season. We are fruit trees to bear fruit for our lives. Because if you don't bear something for your life, then that's when you can't survive. If you're not doing something for the betterment of your life to keep yourself alive, then you die. So, are you in the dark space and can't get out, or are you on the upswing that every day becomes better? You learn something in every day. There's a lesson in every day, that every day you take something into the day. You know, every day we take something new in the day, something new. What's that new? To do something differently. You have a new start every day. You have a new start every day. And so you have a new start to always prosper every day, to see something new every day. You have that option when you're on the elevator to see something new every day. When you're on the elevator, when you're on the escalator, you see something new. You're not seeing the same old darkness. The same old, same old, same old. There's no blessings in the same old stuff. So let's move on to my message. Are you in the dungeon, or are you on the escalator? Are you moving up? Is your life growing up? We are trees reaching to the sky. We're reaching to the sky. Our branches are reaching to heaven. And when we reach to heaven, then we know that we are provided for. So here's what I'm going to do. Self-leadership, that's why I love self-leadership. I don't know what everybody else calls it. I know, I think today's podcast today is going to bring some light on what people are dealing with. They're dealing with, like I call, dungeon feelings. Dungeon feelings, okay? Self-leaders will start there, right? All self-leaders will start in the dungeon. Okay, so I want to make that very clear. If you are called to be a leader, then your life starts in the dungeon. That's the way where it is. That's how it is. You start in the dungeon. So what does that mean? So when you start in the dungeon, you don't want to stay there, right? You don't want to stay there in the dungeon, but we all start somewhere. So I want to bring some enlightenment to this, that yes, you will have inner turmoil. You will have inner turbulence. You will have conflicting thoughts. You will have self-doubt. You will struggle, and what you struggle with is what sinful actions, battling addictions, difficult emotions, debating yourself, feeling a war inside. So all that creates a war inside yourself. I'm telling you, people, whoever is listening to this, that self-leaders will start here in the dungeon. We all do because of the unknown, because the divine power starts us somewhere to gain some trust in him. And most people nowadays are not believing in the divine power. And this is why they are in that negative talk, procrastination. They self-sabotage. They resist change, and they feel trapped in emotions because they don't have no faith in the divine power. When you don't have no faith in the divine power, you'll never get out of the dungeon. You will never get out of the inner conflicts. You will never get out of the self-doubts and the struggles with addictions and sinful behavior. And that difficult emotions meaning you're hard on yourself. You're hard on yourself. You got the negative emotions and feelings that drives you to the addictions, to debate yourself whether you're good or not. And feeling that war inside yourself that you want to live or die. When you feel a war inside yourself, that's a danger zone. That's a danger zone. Feeling a war inside yourself is a danger zone. Because you could live or you could die. You could kill yourself gladly. You really have no feelings towards yourself. When you are feeling a war inside yourself, that means that you're on the verge of killing yourself. And you can take your life. You can take your life. When you're in the dungeon, it's only a starting point to feel all the negativity. It's only a starting point to feel something. To feel something. What are, and so to feel something and to make you realize, do you want to stay there? Do you want to debate whether you're good enough? See, that's where the divine comes in. This is where the divine power comes in and says, yes, you're good enough. I created you. I created you. Why are you doubting yourself? Why are you having such self-doubt? Why are you having conflicting thoughts with me? Remember what Jesus Christ said to Peter. Not Peter, I'm sorry. What Jesus Christ said to Paul. Well, yeah, he did say, Jesus Christ did say a lot to Peter too. But Paul, before he was Paul, he was Saul. What did Jesus Christ say to Saul? He said, why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me? Christ Jesus is still speaking this today. When you are in turmoil, when you have that inner conflicts, when you are self-doubting yourself, when you are in that self-doubt, when you are in this addictions and bad feelings and emotions, the Christ is still speaking to you. Why are you persecuting me? I created you in my image. I created you to be something. You are special. You are special to me. I gave you life. I breathed life into you. Why do you debate yourself? Why do you debate where you should live your life? Whether it's here or up here with me, right here on earth or up here with me. You know, and there's some people that I'm going to tell, this is a sidebar. I'm going to go to a sidebar. I'm going to start using my sidebars. Sidebar here. God will take your life out of this world. God will take a life out of this world if they don't come to grips that they are somebody. They have been placed here by the divine power. And that they are being used by the divine power. God will take a life out because God doesn't like to see a life suffer. So I want to just make that side note. God does not like to see a life suffer. And if you're unwilling to go with what his laws and precepts, then he will take your life out so you don't have to suffer. And so that's serious, okay, people? That's serious. And this is not really what my podcast is about. It's trying to give you faith. It's trying to give you faith that you have something with the divine power, with faith. With faith in the divine power, you will see everything. You won't have to feel like you're in a dungeon trying to get out. You won't have to feel like there's so many wars inside yourself you want to take a gun to your head. This is what my podcast is about, to bring you a faith and a hope that if you line up, if you just have a moment to believe in what the divine power is about, then your life can become better. Remember that the Son, right, the divine Son died so you could have life. And you're not condemned. We are not condemned people. We are not condemned people. He brought life into everybody's life. He brought salvation. That means that the Father does not see your sin anymore. That he doesn't want to see your sin anymore. When you repent, when you say that you're weak and you're powerless, then that's when the divine power can come in and help your life. Help your life and bring it on upswing. Bring it to the elevator so that you can arise and see what a good life he has created for you. We will struggle. Yes, we will. Human emotions and feelings will struggle with sinful actions and addictions and self-doubt. A human will have conflicting thoughts because they don't want to see holiness, right? They don't think that they're qualified to feel holy. And so they'll put themselves down and they will resist the change. They will resist coming to God. They will resist, and then they will feel trapped. When you resist, when anybody resists to go into God, you will feel trapped. You will feel trapped mentally and emotionally. You will be on mentally and physical cycles that never end. If you don't allow God into your life, if you don't allow divine power into your life, if you don't have some faith in the divine power, you'll be trapped in mental and emotional cycles that will continue on. You will continue on in these cycles until you give over, until you give your life over to the higher power. We all start in the dungeon. We will all have inner conflicts, inner turmoils, conflicting thoughts, self-doubt. We will struggle with our behavior. And we will debate whether we're good enough to be in the divine presence. We all start there. But that's where the divine power molds us in the dark. He molds us to get to the higher ground. The higher power molds us in the dungeon to get us to a higher ground so that we see value to ourselves. If you don't see value to yourself, then nobody else will. I grew up hearing this a lot, that if you're not happy with yourself, if you don't like who you are, why should somebody else? Now, I said that to say that the Spirit of the Living God has been talking to me this week about that there's too many people feeling worthless and in the dark. And that's not where the divine power created you to be. He created you to have life through His Son, through the Son that died and you know, endured that grave and rose again. He endured it to come alive. So our lives are not dead. Our lives are supposed to represent life, an abundant life. And again, that's not always about materialistic things. Abundant life is you loving yourself, you caring for yourself, you reaching out to help somebody else because you want to see somebody else thrive and not die. You want to help somebody else get out of the dungeon and stop those conflicting feelings. I do counseling on people that are in the dungeon. People that are in the dark, I do counseling on that. If you want more information on that, you can email me. Now, if you want to be on the elevator or the escalator, however you want, I know a lot of the young kids nowadays, they want fast, everything fast, right? But I don't know if the escalator is any faster than the elevator. Sometimes I think elevators are faster, but anyways, wherever you see, whatever you prefer, right? Because that's what it is. It's a choice. It's a choice what you prefer in your life. So if you prefer the elevator, then start to see yourself on an elevator. But if you like the escalator, you know, the escalator is kind of fun, though. An escalator kind of takes its time, but you get an overall panoramic picture, don't you, of where you're at? And that's what I like. I like to see where I'm at from above. So the escalator actually shows you where you are from above, right? When you're going up, you can see where you are in a bigger picture. And so the elevator and escalator really are two things that really where life should think about being at. Both elevator and escalator. Because remember, we're living an abundant life. An abundant life will say, I can have it all. I can have it all. I can take the elevator sometimes, and I can take the escalator sometimes. So here we go. So a self-leader, self-leadership comes out of the dungeon on the elevator or escalator. So you come out of the darkness to realize that you are worth something, that you've been wrongly accused. A lot of times we're wrongly accused. We're misunderstood, right? A lot of us are misunderstood. But you have something that is inside you. Everybody's got a spark. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a spark inside all of us to stop us from killing ourselves. And so we get that spark saying, yeah, you know, I've been wrongly accused. I've been misunderstood. I am something. I love myself. You have a self-love. And that is what's going to put you on an elevator. When you have that self-love, you will get on an elevator. You'll get on an escalator. To experience something. What are you going to experience? So here are the experiences that you're going to experience when you're on the elevator. You'll experience growth emotionally, and I don't want to say physically. You'll experience growth in your mind and your emotions. Let's say it that way. You'll experience, so when you decide that you love yourself and you're not what people say you are, you're going to get on the elevator, the escalator, to find this growth, to continue growing in your mind and your emotions. So no longer will you have bad thinking, and no longer will you have doubting emotions against yourself. You will get some knowledge that you are transitioning out of that dark, right? You will, when you're on the escalator, when you're on the escalator, the elevator, you will have this incredible knowledge. You will see some incredible knowledge and some wisdom that you are transitioning. You're in a transitioning stage, and that you will never be the same. And that's where you want to be. This is where we all need to be every day. We never cannot stop growing. We never cannot stop moving up. Sometimes you move down, because remember, an elevator does go down, an escalator does go. So sometimes we need to go down, but you know when those down times are, and when you, and that's again another story, when you go down. But right now, when we go up, you will find that your emotions are more healthier, your thoughts are more pure, clearer, cleaner. You will get a knowledge that you're transitioning. And this is where your life will never be the same. This is a starting point. Your life will never be the same. When you're on the elevator or the escalator, you will allow the divine power. Then you start to feel the divine power kick in, and you will feel some guidance. You know, when you're on that elevator, that escalator, that's not your power rising you up there, right? And when you're in the elevator, that's not you pushing, you know, think of it. It's not your power pushing the elevator up. It's not your power moving the escalator. It's something, you know, it's the machine. We know that it's motorized, right? It's motorized. But here's how I want you to think. It's not your power, it's divine power. So when you're in that transitioning stages, when you're in that transitioning stages to gain some pure knowledge and pure wisdom and understanding about who you are, and you gain those more healthier emotions about yourself, you will see the divine power kick in. And you'll see that it's not your power moving your life, but you'll see that there is another power behind you helping you. This is the key word, helping you. We are not alone, and that's why I like self-led. We have to first self-lead ourselves. We have to first guide ourselves to healthy actions and feel healthy emotions. We have to do that before we can go into We have to lead ourselves before we can lead others. We have to know who we are. We have to be on solid ground ourselves before we can go into a group setting. That's what I want to say, a group setting. So when you feel that wind behind you, when you feel that guidance, that, oh, this is feeling great, right? This transitioning stage should feel great. A transitioning stage means that you're on an escalator, you're on an elevator, getting to a different place, a higher place, meaning a prosperous place, somewhere prosperous, so you don't have to feel down in the dungeon. You're not feeling down in the dungeon anymore. You're getting into a transitioning. You're transitioning in your mind, in your emotions. You're getting to a place where things feel good. They feel happy. This is where the divine power is guiding you. It's connecting you. You're connecting to different things to make you feel that you are a special person. This connection that you're being guided to. You're being guided to. People don't really understand that, but I'm saying it clear, and I'll probably keep repeating this. When you are guided by the higher power, then you are connecting to different places to keep you feeling happy and well and good. And so that you will never fall back down into the dungeon again. You will, this connecting to higher places means that the divine power is keeping you out of the dungeon. The door is unlocked. The dungeon door has always been unlocked. It's you coming out to see your value, you know, your worth, your value. And then you get an experience of this transitioning. And then in this transitioning, you feel that you are guided, your thoughts, your emotions are guided for the betterment, for your betterment, your betterment. I like to use that word betterment because it It means that you're thinking better about yourself, you're feeling better about yourself, you're feeling better to get yourself somewhere better. So it's always better. It's just a simple word. It's just a simple word to be better every day, to be better, to get happier every day, not to feel like you're down in a dungeon. We are not made for dungeon life. We are not human humans. Humans are not made for dungeon living. So when you feel, when you allow, I should, it's when I should say allow. I forgot to say allow. It's not when you, it's allow. You must allow. When you're in that transition, when you feel that, you know, when you're feeling that upswing about who you are and what you want, allow. It's allow the divine power to guide you. So no longer do you have to struggle. No longer do you have no conflicts. When you allow the divine power in your life, you will not have no struggles and conflicts no more. But the divine power, when you allow it, will guide you to higher and better places to connect to. You'll connect to better places to keep you flowing up. We want to flow up. We don't want to flow back down. We don't want to go ground level no more. We're building up. We're building lives that are up and beautiful. We're beautiful trees, beautiful branch. We want our branches to reach to heaven. When we reach to heaven, then we realize that we have all that we ask for. So when you allow the higher power into your life, you're going to feel guidance that's going to make you feel happy and strong and confident. This is what the guidance, when you allow the guidance of the higher power in, you're going to feel confident. You're going to feel happiness. You're going to feel joy. You're going to feel at peace. You're going to gain wisdom every day. You're going to gain wisdom for what? And we need wisdom. Wisdom for what? To align your life to the right places at the right time. You will gain more wisdom every day, being guided to the being guided through the divine power. They will align your life to the right places in the right time, and it will align your life to your divine calling. We all were born with a divine calling, and a lot of people are being kept from that divine calling, and so that's what makes a life stay in the dungeon, because they have no knowledge of that, and your enemy will keep you down. Your enemy will keep you down in that dungeon because they don't want you to elevate so that you are something. Remember, there's always some force that will force you down in the dungeon and keep you there. It's only you with inside you to say, this is enough. I'm better than this. I'm better than this. I want to see better than this. And it's up to you to get on that elevator to take you out of that darkness emotionally, spiritually, physically, to gain that knowledge that you need that transitioning power within you. And that transitioning power will allow the divine power to give you a life change. It's a divine power transitioning you to life changes to keep you connected to better places for your betterment, to keep you out of the dungeon. And every day you will gain that wisdom that you need, wisdom to put you at the right places at the right time to prosper and to align you to your life calling. I'm calling this part one. Stay tuned for part two. I thank you for listening to this. God bless everyone. God bless you all.